It's 7 o'clock and I'm calling this special meeting of the town board order. This is not turned on. We just have to speak loudly enough for Christie's phone to pick us up. Okay. So would the clerk please call the roll?
Trustee Drosty. Absent. Trustee Lucas? Here. Trustee Donadio, sorry, Donadio.
Here.
Trustee Yonke.
Here.
Trustee Lenarsik. Absent. And Trustee Harris.
Here.
Okay.
Okay, so we have one item of business on the agenda, which is a motion. You have the motion.
The motion is an approval for a temporary finance clerk. That's the motion.
So I think we need to be a little more specific than that, because I think that's where it starts to get a little weird.
Yeah, I believe is the motion to replace who we had working as temporary, as someone helping us out with the grants and stuff.
Yes.
So Julie would be
no.
gone.
No. Since we have some questions about how the motion should be worded, well, let's have some discussion first, then we'll go over the wording of the motion. Julie, has had a medical issue which absolutely limits her working. She's working half-time for Boulder and half-time for us. Her doctor is allowing her to work 2 hours a day. 1 hour for Boulder, 1 hour for us. That does not get the job done. We have run through our $1.4 million advance. So unless we can bill some money to FEMA, we don't have to pay bills or to be reimbursed for $4 million. So the thought was that we could hire someone who would get all the paperwork together, get everything organized, and ship it to Julie, who in a very short amount of time would be able to submit it to the feds, because she knows how to do that. Very technical piece. But without someone to put everything together, we're dead in the water. So that's the necessity for the position. The funding for the position is we do have money from our original staffing grant that is unallocated and is not needed for any of the existing positions.
Can I ask this? When you say we have money from the existing grant that's not allocated, would we not be using the money we would normally pay Julie for the person in this position?
Yes. So in the staffing grant, we have a line item for finance clerk. Mm-hmm. What happened when we hired Julie, rather than allocating the whole budget to Julie, we split it in half, because Julie is committed part-time to Boulder and part-time here, so she can only give us 20 hours a week. So a year ago, or just under a year ago, we committed half to Julie with the idea that we have to hire another person, a finance clerk, duties somewhere down the line. The situation arises now because of the medical emergency that we're looking to hire that person and not go through the idea of out to bid and interviewing people, since we've identified what we think is a capable person, and fill that position sooner rather than later because of the need. So it's a position that we would have filled eventually. What we try to do is conserve those funds so that we can extend the time that we can use them, because the recovery is shifting now from the construction and engineering and the work being done outside to more finance and administration.
Okay, so here's my concern with the fact that we're having an emergency meeting so last minute with all this coming up just yesterday. I absolutely agree with the fact that we have a need and that we need to replace the hours that Julie was doing. However, if we are truly then going to look to allocate the rest of the money for a position, I'd like that to go through a formal process. To me, that is not appropriate for an emergency meeting. That the emergency meeting should be to replace what we've lost and to get that moving. And then we can look at budgets, and then we can look at things, and then we can actually look at creating a new position.
So the reason we're having an emergency meeting is that when Tara was putting the agenda together, she spaced out putting this item on the agenda.
Right. And so I have no problems with the item on the agenda.
Right.
But yeah. But if the idea now is to replace Julie's hours, then I propose, and then obviously we can discuss the arguments, I propose that we replace Julie's hours, no more than that, and then we can look at extending the fact that we're actually creating a position, which to me is very different than an emergency because we've had a medical issue and we need to replace hours.
The difference between, to me, there's two separate things. There's an urgent need.
And that's the
and then
the hours.
There's a long-term need.
Exactly.
And
the problems with that, to me, they're different.
Is there any particular reason why we couldn't, say, appoint Tessa for a more, something that's more in line with the concept of urgent need, like 2 or 3 months, and then have the normal, standard, expected hiring process, which she would probably get anyways, because she'd be the one who had the experience, but at least then we're not. I don't know how you go out to the community and say it was urgent that we didn't give anybody else but this one person a chance to work for 75 weeks at pretty good pay for really basic clerical work. Like, I don't want to, there's people I know I don't want to.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a hard sell. It's much easier to say we needed her right now, so we put her in right now. And then later we'll give everybody a chance. We all would, you know. It's as fair as any other time when somebody already has experience, they have a better edge. So she would have that, you know, going into it. But what would be the rationale for not doing it that way, I guess?
I think there are two two reasons why we wouldn't go that approach. Is, A, if we're going to limit the time for 2 months or until Julie gets back and leave that open for 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months. I don't know that we'll fill the need. Tessa will take the position. We're trying to make it an attractive position to fill. And then there's the whole, we're going to get somebody trained up on the system, which will take us some sort of time frame, and then to say, okay, 2 months we're done, and now we're going to go out again and potentially hire somebody else and retrain, is not a great use of our resources.
If you had to retrain, but the only reason you'd have to retrain is because through the generally accepted standard open process of hiring somebody for a longer-term position, you found somebody that you like better than Tessa. I mean, I'm just trying to balance this, fulfilling both the short-term and the long-term needs against the cost of the community perception of what goes on here, which is already not that great, to be frank. And if there's a way we can compromise around it so that it doesn't seem so underhanded, because I don't see the community taking well to. We hired somebody.
Seems to me that's even getting larger than it is. It was presented to me as we have this immediate need because someone got hurt. I have no problem
with
that.
That was my bad because that's right. How I understood it.
So oh, okay.
I didn't know what the time span was.
That we're actually
be.
Looking
yeah.
to create a new position.
I thought we would be having somebody long term. I didn't know we were being appointing somebody for that long term right now.
Well, the way that we propose the contract to be done, should there be one, is a
1 month evaluation period for both sides. And this contract, just like my contract and Erica's and Melissa's, is subject to board giving notice at any time. You can give me my notice or Erica or
that's not the point. I don't know if I'm making up.
I think the issue is, with the exception of Erica, the other staff all were hired through a competitive interview process. You applied, 19 people applied for that position, we interviewed two.
Wow.
I don't remember, 6 people applied for a brand position, we interviewed two or three. I think Erica was appointed like right after, within a month after the flood, and I don't think there was any process. It was just, you know, the town was drowning, so to speak. And so, you know, I hear the concerns both ways. I hear the concerns about, I hear three separate concerns. I hear the concerns about making sure we're abiding by our own policies. I hear the concerns about how it might look like an insider thing and, you know, this done hush hush. And I also hear the concerns about wanting to have a qualified person doing the work now and potentially continuing to do the work. I think that maybe a way around it is to consider an interim appointment. How long, Chris, how long is your interim appointment?
Remember? No, 6 months.
6 months interim appointment. In this case, maybe a 3 month interim appointment. I don't think Kim's going to back up a few things sooner. A 3 month interim appointment, and we have that 3 months to review our purchasing policies to see whether, in fact, you know, if they say we have to go out and recruit, then we can advertise. And I have no doubt, given that we, you know, Kessel was a finalist for the town clerk position, that, you know. So it's not, I don't know if that would satisfy or meet Tessa's needs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Has Tessa said anything more about?
It's a clear division between this came up right now because of the need.
Right.
So let's address the need.
Right.
And that's not a problem. Less in saying we need this right now, we're not going. But addressing the need and creating a position are two different things in my mind. And nothing can be said but that we can't address the need. As me, addressing the need means replacing exactly. No more hours than what we were getting out of Julie, and that kind of thing. We're replacing the need. We're not slipping in a person. We're replacing the need, so it has to fit within the parameters of that need of what we have traditionally been doing, unless anybody can tell me why in this emergency that we suddenly up it,
well,
and I don't think that's the case.
I think we're talking about, 20 hours a week.
20 hours a week.
30
total. Well, so I think
that's
the hour.
Why I'm being stringent on this, because that to me is slipping in a person. So let's address the need. And then, as a board, we can discuss the need for a new position. And that those are two different things. And then one is going to be going while we can do the other. I mean, we can do that within 2-3 months easily. So we can do it that way. And then we can talk about how we want to fill that position.
Just as far as the hours equaling, I think that 30 hours, Tessa's hours are not equal to Julie's hours. So I think that in that sense, rather than think of it as replacing hours, think of it as replacing work. That's how I would think of it, and it might take Tessa 30 hours to do.
We don't even know that Tessa is going to take the position, which is another variable, I think. I feel comfortable with Tessa, of course, because she's been interviewed and vetted by us very recently. My concerns are, is the board, are we required to go through some kind of hiring process to fill this sort of position, or is it okay to just bring her on?
There's no requirement from the doors that we approved today, and we did hire our cook just handles one time.
So there's a little subtlety here, because this position is not a town employee. So that muddies the waters a little bit. I feel really comfortable with the notion that it would take anyone but Julie more time to do what Julie was doing, which she had. You know, 2+ years of experience while she's working on a PhD and doing this kind of stuff. So I don't have an issue with 30 versus 20. And my suggestion is that we fill the position on an interim basis for 3 months. And at that time, we either Julie miraculously is 100% better and we don't need the position. Julie is 100% better, but the amount of billing we're doing is so much, which is why we contemplated having a full-time position doing this work, but we only got Julie half-time. So we do 3 months, and then we can reevaluate the need for the position, and we'll be really clear on what our requirements are around filling that position. And if they require that we re-advertise it, then do it. We'll have another discussion about whether we're happy with the work that's being done and want to just continue. Does that work for folks? Because I like it. I don't want to not be getting the billing done.
She's nice.
How much money do you have to pay for the billing?
She's in. I think you're speculating that it's going to take somebody 30 hours. That took Julie 20, especially if it's about gathering information and then sending it to Julie, and we still have Julie. See, I think that's the other piece we keep forgetting. We still have Julie.
An hour a day,
but we still have Julie. And again, I just want this to be as clean as possible. And it isn't. And I guess that's why I'm pushing it, because it feels like a pressure point.
But what is the board's responsibility in the process? I guess it has been my question all along. We are not necessarily required to post a position and fill it for the flood recovery team. It's not a town position.
Right.
That's where I'm kind of getting. I mean, I think the flood recovery team, very tight-knit group, they've got this need that has arisen, and the purpose of the board is to okay, not to hire somebody for them, is what I understand. Is that right?
For the town and recovery all reports to the mayor and the board.
Right. Are we by law required to post the position and hire somebody?
That's what we're not sure of, actually.
Or is it your team that can do that sort of thing within?
I don't believe the team has the authority to independently hire team members.
Okay, so it is our responsibility.
Yeah, because ultimately the grant
the grant is stolen money, but the grant is to the town.
Okay.
It gets a little confusing because Tara wears two hats. Tara's the mayor. Okay. But Tara's also the flood recovery manager.
Right.
And in her role as flood recovery manager, she's been overseeing all of that whole process.
So is it even okay for us to okay
this is
the three-month thing
I think
without reposting a job, is what I'm saying.
I think what this is, again, I haven't had time to, like, really parse through this to address an earlier question from Chris about it being professional services. It's pretty clearly spelled out here what's professional services, so I don't think we can get away with that. But the dollar limit matters, and so 3 months, we're not going to hit that cap where we have different requirements. So it, I don't think. I mean, I'm doing the math.
So the 3 months would be okay?
As far as I can tell.
The town's not funding it.
It doesn't matter for our purchasing policy. We're responsible for how money is dispersed, and therefore we have to use our purchasing policy, I think. And I'm not trying to be, like, uncooperative. I just, you know, we do something like this wrong, and then it can really come back to bite us.
Well, and I want to do it right. So that's the whole point. You know, I want to do it well. I want to do it right. I don't want something to pass, you know. It should be conscious. It should be within the parameters. And, you know, when you say what's our role, we have a responsibility to the town that doesn't just include finances, but I believe it includes integrity. And so I really want to do it well. And that's why, for me, the emergency need is valid. The suddenly creating a position is not.
And we're not suddenly creating a position.
You
a
have
position, no, there's a position there that's been there,
for
a year.
But the first time I heard it as a board member was yesterday.
That the position was there.
And now we're suddenly going to fill it.
No, the position's been there since we hired, before we hired Julie. The urgency is now with this medical.
Right. And yeah. I'm okay with that.
So we're trying to fill that position now rather than the medical
process. When we got the money for the finance clerk, we got the money for a full-time finance clerk. We made a decision to hire a half-time finance clerk, reserving and fully cognizant that at some point down the road, we might need to add that other half, which would most likely be another body because Julie was not going to ever be available to be full-time for us.
Right.
So the position has always been there. We're not creating a position. And if we do this on an interim basis, you know, and maybe we don't even do it. Maybe we don't even call it an interim basis. Maybe we're hiring her for a period of time using funds from this vacant position. And at the end of that time, we'll then reevaluate whether we want to officially fill the position, which she would, whoever was doing the work, would probably be the leading contender, but other people could apply.
Right. And I like that. I mean, we're hiring someone to, everything again.
Hit
me
one.
It's on tape.
I think that one thing we can
to supplement the need and to fill in the gap that we have right now, and then we can look at
regularizing it.
Right.
I mean, I think that it's pretty clear that we will need this position to be filled and possibly as a full-time position going on. So I don't think that's really in question, right, Chris? Like,
and that's fine.
But the other thing that I see in here in the purchasing policy is the exception for emergency purposes. And it's pretty clear that would cover something like this. But it's also pretty clear that if you can get competition, you should. We could go with we can't get competition. Whether that's technically true or not, we can do that. But, you know, once the emergency has passed, there's not really any out, as far as I understand it. And again, skimming. I don't have time to really.
So I'm going to try and come up with a motion.
Make it up for me. So we're all behind.
Okay. So I move that we hire Tessa Stamps. To work as finance clerk on the recovery projects for 30 hours a week on the next 3 months, and at the end of that time, forcing the town to reevaluate the need for this as a part-time position and a full-time position, and go through an appropriate hiring process.
Can I make, I've never tried this before, a friendly amendment?
You can try.
Does anybody ever make hostile amendments and be totally honest that they mean the amendment to be hostile? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That we somehow put in there, because this is sort of the potential legal issue, we're hiring Tessa Stamps to fulfill an emergency need for 3 months.
Yes.
At which point we will then do a, you know, a standard hiring or something to that, you know, a regular, to fill the regular need or whatever we want to call that. Are you fixing this all up?
Okay. Say it again.
Okay.
I barely got to say
it. So we move to hire Tessa Stamps for 30 hours a week, 3 months, to meet the emergency needs for billing for. And at the end of 3 months, we will reevaluate the need and, if necessary, do a formal hiring process.
Do we need the lead? So I'll just ask again. We don't need to reevaluate the need in 3 months, right? We know we'll have the need in 3 months. Like, we're not going to magically not have a need for somebody to do this job in 3 months.
I would not anticipate we'll reevaluate the need. What you may want to reevaluate is open it up to other people and tell her she's free to apply and continue on.
The head.
Yep. Should there be any other change to the wording to the effect that we're offering her? We aren't hiring her.
Yeah,
we don't even know that she's going to take it.
But that's my takeaway from tonight is what can I have the approval to make the offer?
Yeah.
If it's something that
an offer,
if
not we're hiring.
Our proposal is the 30 hours a week for the whatever the grant is to fill this. Whatever the amendment is, I can at least make the offer of 3 months.
So that's why
don't you read back what we just said the motion was, and then we'll edit it together.
Motion to hire Tessa Stamps for 30 hours a week to meet the emergency needs for a billing clerk or finance clerk, and at the end of the 3 months, they'll reevaluate the need and do a formal hiring process.
So offer, not hire.
Offer, not hire.
And then I would...
At the end of 3 months.
I would think it would be helpful as far as you trying to get Tessa to accept, to not put in there, I mean, because I don't think we need it in there, anything about reevaluating the need, because I think that gives her the impression
right.
that but there may not even be a need. And we don't need to state that in this motion, that there's maybe a need.
But don't you need to be fair? Well, as long as you're clear, I'm sorry, can I say something? As long as you're clear with her that she's being hired, that it could be only 3 months, because I mean, there's a remote possibility. Once she's in, she'll probably have it, but...
But there's yeah. also...
But if the board has not approved her for any more, then we have to be clear with her, right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
We have to be clear with her. I'm saying
the
only
point was...
Oh, sorry.
Not that the need was... We're pretty clear the need isn't going to go away at the end of 3 months.
Oh, got it.
So don't suggest that it might.
Oh, okay, got it.
Say your motion was to offer her the job 30 hours a week for 3 months of finance clerk.
And there would still be the 1 month, you know, see if it works out for this period.
Evaluation.
I'm fine, totally.
Can I second that? Now, do we talk salary after this, or is that part of this?
It's already.
The salary is.
Well, our proposal was $25 an hour, which is less than what Julie's making. We try to use the formula of start with what the grant is. The grant is 20. The grant over a normal week is 20, maybe 25 an hour. And we discounted that because of the experience difference. And then tried to balance that discount with, what do you amount of that discount with, the need to fill the job and to make a strong proposal first time around.
And my only comment on that, and again, you guys can disagree with me on that because I thought a lot about that since we were talking this afternoon. When it comes to salary, we had two positions that we were just doing. One was town clerk, and now we have this emergency need. I know for me, when I voted and I looked at how to hire for the town, you know, I looked at qualifications and stuff like that. And I guess in my mind, if qualification that I felt was appropriate is making X amount of money, are we now going to give someone more money? Because I believe it is more money. On this position, and why is that necessary? I mean, I like the idea of $20 an hour, but only because how are we evaluating what someone's worth is? And I've never seen any side-by-side comparisons of what job duties are, what expectations are, what skill level is going to be needed, and all of that. We're just suddenly creating a higher-paying position.
So I think that part of that is a demand side of the equation. We need her now. Two is where this money comes from and how it's funded. We only have so much money as a town to pay through our own tax base, but this money is a lump sum of money that is available for this amount of time.
It's a different budgeting source. I thought about that. I work for CEO. I work for payroll benefits, so I know about some of this stuff. I recognize that it is a different budgeting source, but it's a budgeting source that we have because of the flood. So if we're going to look at that, utilizing different budgeting sources and the kind of money from that, then I guess I would still like an evaluation. Has the town clerk's position changed because of the flood? And if that's the case, can we get creative and look at the funds in that kind of manner instead of just being, you know, just straight on.
I have a slight feeling that even if the town clerk position has changed, using grant funds, which are specific for flood recovery, to support a previously existing town position is a big, big number.
Okay.
And I'm pretty...
No, that's absolutely why, and that's why TARA's funding is outside the DOLA grant. If you were to say, or to use the DOLA money for recovery manager, you would have to step down as mayor. You can't be an official of the town.
Okay.
The issue isn't the funding source, although that was a really good discussion. The issue is that this is a contract for a limited term, now 3 months, compared to Christy is appointed for 2 years with the, I don't know what the likelihood or expectation, you're going to be town clerk, where I was the town clerk for 20 years. So there's some security in that position. where there is not, and not longevity, it's a time limitation, whether it's 3 months or a year, so there's a premium that you have to pay for that. That's how I see why something might be
more. I just needed to hear, and we all have it. All I have is what's in my own head. It's a little scary at times. But yes.
And I think it's worth, you know, if this is we have $60,000 or whatever, if we can work it out in a way that is the most attractive to getting our emergency need filled, then we should do that.
Okay.
So I think the motion is still to offer the position as finance clerk to Tessa Stamps for a 3 month period, at which time the position outgoing will be reevaluated. For a 3 month period.
And
the salary that was previously discussed. I don't know that we need to put the salary in the motion. So it's to hire Tessa 3 months as finance clerk.
Second.
Do we want to? Sorry, just to make it. I'm trying to think of the ways that will make it most comforting.
To
Tessa. But,
because
I would like everybody to be happy. Stupid.
I mean, she probably is fully aware that there are limitations
right.
There as far as time and
but just if we were just to say, okay, I had it for a second and I lost it.
And I just snatched.
Nah, it was fleeting anyway. You know, 3 months for the emergency need, you know, at which, I don't know, I guess there's no real way to say it, at which point.
More words you put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
like,
leave it there.
That's
so it's on Chris to sell it. Also, can I ask a question? Like, I know we're super focused on Tessa because we've all met her, but if she does say no,
then we look elsewhere. That's all.
Can we go to a temp agency? I mean, I guess I'm very confused about, on the one hand, it sounds like, oh, this is something that, it's just clerical stuff. And Julie does the real technical stuff. So, like, Tessa can't possibly be the only person in the world that we could find in a week to do this.
No, I'm not sure that's fully accurate characterization.
Yeah.
I think it is not solely clerical. I think there is a technical learning component.
Okay.
What Julie has is intimate knowledge of a whole bunch of little things in dealing with FEMA that are quirky, that aren't spelled out, that you can't buy.
Right.
Except in Julie, because
right.
It's in her head. There's not a rule book that you could hand out. I'm sure that actually, I take that back. There probably is a manual that's this thick. The problem is that FEMA doesn't always follow its own manual. Okay.
Right.
So.
I just wasn't sure. It wasn't clear to me that that's any part of that was what Tessa would be doing. Whoever would be doing.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's an interesting discussion whether. To go to a temp agency.
I mean, we don't have to discuss that now. I was just trying to say.
But
like,
we do have the motion.
Let's not. The sky isn't totally falling.
Yes, we have the motion. We have the second. So do we need to have more discussion on the motion?
No.
And the motion is to hire.
To offer the position to Tessa.
Sorry.
For a 3 month period. The position of finance clerk for a 3 month period.
Okay. Emergency finance.
Emergency finance.
Let's call it that. We're totally in the clear, I think.
Okay. Well, we're here. This is a 5-minute meeting.
Who's second? Who's second?
Heather's second.
Sorry, I missed it. Yeah. Sorry.
And I would like to make another motion, even though it's not on the agenda, that we never again have meetings that are on a night when the Merck is open and there is alcohol immediately available. It can only be meetings when there is liquor within a 100-block radius. Come on, we're pulling all kinds of nonsense. We can do this, right?
Okay.
All right. I hope that we... Yeah, I hope that we adjourn. Second.
Heather's voting with every limb that she's got.
Thank you for staying for
Okay. So it's a joke.
Can we bust into the work?
No, I'm just going.